how the offense was handling things out there with the adversity out there today?
I don't know. It's early turnover is definitely it's not something that you want because it kind of kills the momentum. But it was just a kind of a miscommunication. We're thrown off a little bit, but I feel like you can't let that type of stuff rattle you the whole game. But, you know, it indirectly does sometimes. So, but yeah, other than that, I don't know. I got to see the film.
Where also did things go wrong? Because there was so much optimism after Huntley had the perfect passer rating and, you know, the fourth quarter against the Bears. And you had talked about, you know, building off of that in practice this week, even when we spoke. So after the turnovers, where do you think it continued to go wrong?
I honestly don't know. I'm running my route. And then after the game, I see the film. And then it kind of helps me break some of the stuff down, all the stuff that's going on behind me. But I honestly don't know. I feel like we did a good job connecting on some of them. But then it just... You know, if we didn't get a first down, we started getting backed up and putting ourselves in a tough position and not being smart with the football, turning it over, and you can't do that if you want to beat good teams.
Are you in panic mode now? Can this team still hold on?
We're not in panic mode. Everything is still in front of us. We gotta get a grip of it real quick here. Otherwise, we will be in panic mode. But I don't see time to panic. And panicking just leads to, you know, everybody just kind of going all over the place and the structure of your team, your offense, whatever, just kind of falls apart. So you never want to panic.
Right there on the one interception in the end zone, was that supposed to be kind of like a route?
No, it was Jimmy Smith just made a great play. He was guarding me, and nobody followed Cobb over there, and it was really a gimme throw. And I think he just dropped off of it late once he saw he got vision on the quarterback and saw him getting ready to throw outside. So he just made a good play on that.
Brett's vision is really good on that play, right? Jimmy just dropped off you.
Yeah, he just made a good play. Like it was man coverage and nobody ran with Cobb, so it looked like an easy throw over there.
Offensively, how tough is it for you guys to be here at home and be in charge and just not be able to put anything together, just couldn't put any points on the board?
It's frustrating.
Can you take anything away positive from the day?
I got to see the film. I don't know. You can say here and there we did this and did that, but when you have 0 points, there's nothing to talk about.
How much credit, if any, are you able to give the Ravens defense? They did come in here.
They did a great job.
Passing defense.
Yeah, they did a great job. I got a lot of respect for all of the guys. Told them after the game, a lot of respect for Jimmy. Carr, I've been playing him for years now, and playing Weddle, he's a good guy. They got a lot of playmakers over there, and they got a solid defense all together. Front seven is decent, exceptional. But I don't know. I feel like we should have done a better job than we did on them today, but not taking anything away from them on that. But we got too much talent in this locker room on offense. You know, that's what we control. We got too much talent on offense to go out there and put a display like that. I mean, 0 points. There's no reason that we should have 0 points. Whoever we're playing, I don't care if it's the 86 Bears. I don't even know we played on the 86 Bears, but we should score on them. We got playmakers in here. We got the smarts. We got the years. We got, you know, wisdom. Everything in here. So I mean, we got to do better than that.